Look around yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun.
Behind me, we're looking at Ajlan here in Jordan, that city back there in the far distance. This is on the Jordanian side, but I want to take you over here with me now and let's have a look. If we look right straight over here, where I'm pointing right now, that's toward Lebanon. And possibly that mountain, which you can't really see, I can see it a little bit, way in the background, is probably on the Lebanese border. That's right. And then we'll swing right over here a little bit more, and this is the famous place where Damascus is. This is Syria, where they have all the problems. We hope that they solve some of them problems pretty quick, but Syria is right over here. But we're not done. What do you think is right on the other side of this mountain range right here? Huh? Can you guess? Well, I have a surprise for you, because right on the other side of that mountain range right there is Philistine. We call it Palestine in English, but it's the Holy Land. That's where Jerusalem is. And that's also where Salah al-Din al-Ayyubi went to settle the matter about the Crusades back, way back, over 800 years ago. And do you know that it was from this place where we're standing right now that they had devised their plans and put everything together? Because it was from this place that they were able to understand what was going around in all of these areas. From here, they were able to go into Philistine or Palestine and resolve the issues, solve the problems in a very humane and just way. While blood was being shed in every direction, they were working on ways to solve the problem so the bloodshed would stop. And that is what happened. Along the way over here, we're back now into the Jordanian influence. We've got the housing back over here in Ajlan, and now we can come to what's our subject. We want to talk about how we today are dealing with the issues that face all of us. What is going on in what they call the so-called Middle East? What is happening in the Arab countries, and what's happening in the Eastern countries? What's going on in, for instance, Turkey, Syria, Lebanon? What's happening in Egypt, and even here in Jordan? What are some of the things, and what can we do about it? Number one, and this is what Islam has taught every single Muslim. First, before you go out to correct other people, correct yourself. In the Quran, Allah tells us that He is the one who controls everything. He says, I created you and what you do. And it means that all of our conditions are really as a result of what God wants for us. And He says, I won't change your conditions until you change yourselves. If we want change, let's look for the change within ourselves. Because when we become better, then Allah makes the conditions better. When we work on ourselves, our character, our behavior, then Allah will bring the blessings that do ultimately come with that kind of good behavior. And there's not the thing in Islam talking about tolerating, it's coexisting. Because there will always be things that you don't want to tolerate, but at the same time, you don't have to strike out against it. You can coexist with things and at the same time realize that there are things that are wrong. But you don't have to be the one to step out here and try to tell everybody else what's wrong with them until we fix the things inside ourselves. And you'll be surprised how Allah will make you a better person, and the people around you will respond to you better. This is one of the principal characters of Islam. And it was a good opportunity for us to come up here and see these different countries and see these different lands and these places to demonstrate from this very place, the very place where Salah al-Din al-Ayyubi came to the top of this very building and stood up here so many times thinking, planning, trying to understand and figure out the best way to deal with problems. And he did it, and we can do it too. Change ourselves, and then God will change our conditions. That's a very good lesson to live by, isn't it? And I hope that the one speaking is able to understand it better than those who are listening. One of the things that people ask me about is, why did you go to Islam? Why should I go to Islam? What are the benefits of going to Islam? What is Islam all about anyway? Why is it so great? Why are so many people joining the Muslim forces around the world? How can I know what are the benefits of becoming a Muslim? And we do know that there are so many people, tens of thousands of people every month around the world that are saying the Shahada, entering into Islam, saying, I bear witness there really is only one God to worship, and I bear witness to the prophethood of all of the prophets, starting with Adam and going all the way to Muhammad. Peace and blessing be upon him. So why are these people doing it? What are they getting out of this? What is the benefit? One of the biggest benefits of all is the inner peace that a person finds knowing what their purpose in this life is for. Why were you created in the first place? And what's the proof? What's the evidence? And that brings us to the very next benefit. The evidence is there. You don't have to question anymore. You have the Quran and you have the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because the Quran is preserved by Almighty God in every essence, everything that was said and understood at that time is still said and understood in these days in the Arabic language. All of the Muslims around the world will agree immediately that there's only one text from Almighty God existing today, and that is the Quran. It refers to previous texts and insists that we believe in those texts if they were still here. That same text, that Quran, is recited by more than 1.5 billion people. 1.5 billion people on the planet today reciting that same book in parts. But then there are over 20 million who have memorized the entire Quran. And that gives us a very good feeling inside to know that that exists, that we have a foundation of proof. It's there. There's no question. There's no ambiguity about it. There's no doubt in it. La rayba fi. The Quran is existing and extant today in recitation form and written form, just as it was at the time of Muhammad, peace be upon him. But there's more. There is extant today clear evidence and proof of the very words and teachings and habits and examples of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, so that we know how to deal with our issues. What happens when someone wants to get married, and how do they handle that? What happens if there's a divorce, and how do you handle that? What if somebody wants to invest in a business? What kind of limits are there? And how do I deal with other people in business? All of these things are covered in Islam so that you do what you do, but you do it for the sake of Almighty God. There's so many things that we find that give us peace in our heart, not the least of which is our relationship with other people. Because it even improves in Islam. Once you are really following Islam, your relationship with yourself is better. Your relationship with your mother and your father is better. Your relationship with your spouse, your relationship with your children, your relationship to your neighbors and strangers, because you're commanded, commanded in the Quran, commanded by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to have the best of character, the best of character, and not to spread lies, gossip, and mischief. These things are forbidden in Islam. Not even to have suspicion. Not even to have suspicion. Now, think about that. One of the many teachings, and we've heard this a lot of times, people say, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Have you heard that? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is one of those who originated that thought 1,400 years ago when he said, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir yakulu khayr aw yasmut. Let the one who believes in Allah in the last day either say good or zip it. Keep silent. Imagine these teachings, and imagine that when I follow these things, when I put these things into practice, it will change my life, and it will change the way people look at me, the way people treat me. And what about this, ibtisam? Because in Islam we're taught that the smile in the face of your brother is an act of charity. Huh? Yes, even a smile in the face of your brother is an act of charity. And imagine that, smiling. Does that make a difference? Try it the next time you're in a crowd of people that are frowning. You go in smiling. Hi, how are you? You don't even have to say anything, just smile. And watch that, and people go, oh, well. You'll see it changes the way people look at you and look at themselves. And this is a part of Islam. So these things are opening your mind, opening your head up and bringing out from your heart your feelings that you can see and examine and say, you know what, I'm finding a lot of benefit just in being me. And then there's the connection.
Whoa!
The connection, the almighty connection. Because in Islam, as soon as you've declared your belief, you've verbalized what you had in your heart, you've said, I bear witness, ashhadu la ilaha illallah, that there's none worthy of worship. La sharika la, he has no partners. Wa ashhadu Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, that he is Muhammad, the last and the final messenger and servant of Almighty God. When you verbalize that, you brought it out into the world, you know what's going to happen? At that very minute, you're opening up. You're opening. And then you find that the very first thing in the Quran is called the opening, Al-Fatiha. And then after that, guess what? There's a connection. Now you've made some connections inside of yourself. You make a connection with your Lord. It's called Salah, coming from this word Silla. Silla means a connection. Salah is your connection. Your connection now with your Lord. And you get to do it 5 times a day or more if you like. But you're obligated as a Muslim to begin to do that as soon as you can. 5 times a day, making this beautiful connection so that you get to express to your Lord, oh Allah, I feel like so and so, and I need or I want, and I thank you, and all of these things, but you're doing it the way He wants you to do it. How beautiful is that? And the Quran, what a benefit is the Quran when you're reading it and learning the Arabic and reciting it? Oh, what a benefit is this? And you're able then to overcome some of the things in your past you thought, well, I have these habits I can't break. Maybe cigarettes, maybe alcohol, maybe some bad habits, maybe something you don't even want to talk about. But suddenly you're able to break those habits. Why? Because you have the Lord of the worlds, the Rabbil Alameen, on your side now. And that's a big benefit to get away from some of those horrible things. Then let's don't forget about the benefit of the Brotherhood of Islam, to be in and a part of the Ummah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This Ummah, this brotherhood, is an amazing thing because all of us, we need other people to reinforce the things that we know to be right and to keep us away from those things that are bad. And that's what Muslims are supposed to do for each other. When we go to the masjid, when we gather together in the month of Ramadan, when we share together in our food and our prayers and all of these things, build us up and build us as good characters. And all of these are benefits, and there are so many more. Maybe you'd like to write to us and tell us some of the benefits that you've found. As you come into Islam, as you get closer to Islam, you're going to find some of the benefits. You can say, you didn't tell us about that. This is another good thing I'd like to tell you. So do tell us. Come to our website, Islam Religion, islamreligion.com, and tell us what you found. Talk about your benefits, and we'll all share together for a maximum benefit. But the biggest benefit of all, it's going to be on the Day of Judgment when you're able to go right into the paradise. That's the maximum benefit, because that's a life that never ends. That's a place where you'll be able to get all the things that you've always wanted. That's where the truth, the real truth, will come out. All of these benefits are waiting for you now. Say your Shahada, begin your Salah, and become the kind of person you want to be. A good, honest, respectable person in front of your Lord. That's Islam.
Look around yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us? Or are we so blind to push it all aside? No, we just have to open our eyes. eyes, our hearts and minds. If we just look right, we'll see the signs. We can't keep hiding from the truth and let it take us by surprise. Protect us in the best way.